Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We're joined by Gemma from New Carnival.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm warm, but I'm okay, thank you.
So you have some exciting things to tell us about today?
Yes, I'm going to tell you all about the Isle of Wight Mardi Gras that's coming up next weekend on Saturday the 4th of July.
That sounds good. Exciting.
Yes.
So what is the theme for this year?
So this year our theme is continuing our two-year Folktastic Isle theme, looking at all the folklore and traditions of the Isle of Wight. And specifically this year we're looking at the stories, myths and legends of the Isle of Wight. So wow. Each school and group taking part in the parade has chosen one of the stories that we've researched, and they've designed their costumes about these stories, and they've made their costumes, and they've learnt the dances, and
Wow. They've
had a great time in lots of after-school clubs and community meetings and things, making fabulous things.
Could you get a little closer to the mic? Thank you. So, where can people go to watch the parade then?
Well, the parade is happening in Ryde next Saturday, the 4th of July. It starts at Simeon Recreation Ground, and from 11 o'clock in the morning till 2:30, there are free family activities on the recreation ground in mini Mardi Gras. So we've got circus skills and face painting and music workshops, and the Heron Guard historical reenactment people are going to be there. So there'll be lots of stuff to do first thing if you're waiting for the parade to start. And then the actual parade heads off at 3 o'clock from Simeon Recreation Ground. And the parade route, it goes along the Strand, up Dover Street, along Melville Street and Cross Street, down Union Street and back along the Esplanade.
Wow, that's fabulous. I hope you have some fabulous weather for it as well.
Fingers crossed, it's looking very lovely and not quite as warm as today, but just,
okay. Yes,
we're hoping for a sunny day with a few clouds and a gentle breeze. That would be perfect. So if everyone could keep their fingers crossed for that, that'd be really appreciated.
Could I ask what sort of stories you've been researching?
Absolutely. We've got a list of about 30 stories that we have collated in a book, and we're trying to get this book published with some help from the National Year of Reading campaign. And we've got stories from sort of the olden days of the Isle of Wight that go back to the Pied Piper of Newtown, which is another version. It's very similar to the Pied Piper of Hamelin, but set at Newtown Creek. We've got the Three Little Pigs, which it's a fantastic, interesting fact that the first ever written down version of the Three Little Pigs was written on the Isle of Wight, and it mentions Shanklin and the Merry Gardens and Langard Manor and Shanklin Fair. So that's going to be there. We've got so many. The Bryston Dragon Tree, the legend of how the dragon was slain and turned into the dragon tree. Binstead Primary School are representing that one. Got the legend of God's Hill stones and how they tried to build the church at the bottom of the hill and miraculously the stones kept appearing at the top of the hill. That's Ryde School pre-prepper representing that one. We've got pigeons and magpies. There's a little lovely legend of how the at the dawn of time the birds were learning how to make nests, and the magpie was chosen to teach all the other birds, but the pigeon was really not very good at listening and just makes to this day terrible nests. There's all sorts of stories. We've also got some more modern stories. We've got Chuffle, written by Tracy Mikic and Teresa Grimaldi from Boojum and Snark. Their lovely story about how the Sandown Beach got its stripes and the tigers at Sandown Zoo. And we've got we've got lots. There's going to be a fabulous, very varied and very interesting display of costumes, all based on these really interesting stories.
Wow, that's amazing. So how many schools are involved then?
We've got 22 schools and community groups.
Wow.
So we've got, I think, about 15 schools and the rest are community groups. And this year, we're very excited. We've got Braiding Youth Club are joining us for the first time. We've got the Isle of Wight Young Carers are joining us for the second time, which is really lovely. And it's a fabulous, it's a youth-focused carnival. So it's always been aimed at helping young children and schools particularly get involved in the Isle of Wight's carnival heritage, because all the other carnivals are in the summer holidays and teachers quite rightly want to have a break in the summer holidays. So to get the schools involved in the whole carnival fabulousness, we set up the Mardi Gras many years ago now to get everybody going.
What a fabulous word, fabulousness. Fabulous is my favourite word, you see.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's going to be a magnificent day.
Yes, absolutely. It will be. It always is. It's one of the best days of the year.
There's been so much work done, I'm sure. Absolutely. How long has it taken you to get it all together this year?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, we work on the theme and choosing all the different aspects of it and breaking it up into chunks in the autumn. And then we launch the Mardi Gras theme in January, where we have a session at the Key Arts in the theatre, and we invite all the schools and group leaders to come and find out what it is and what they can do. And then we start really working with schools in before the Easter holidays. We visit schools and do an inspiration assembly where we go through their what the Mardi Gras is and what a carnival is, because there are some children on the island who have never seen one. Then we explore the theme for this year's parade and their specific topic, and also what makes a good carnival costume and what you need to think about and how to design one. And then they have a go at doing the designing themselves. And then from Easter onwards, most schools run after school clubs, or different community groups run particular sessions to make their costumes and learn about the things, and they can learn the song as well.
Wow. So you've got a fabulous song, haven't you?
We do. We're very lucky. We've got a fantastic partnership with the Southampton and Isle of Wight Music Hub, and every year they create a bespoke anthem for the Mardi Gras. And this year they've written Where Our Story Starts. Joe Downs has written that. And it's going to be sung just before the parade heads off by one of the schools, and all the groups on the field will have learnt the song, hopefully, or at least the chorus, so they'll all join in. And it will be recorded by one of the schools, and then the video that we make of the Mardi Gras each year, that will be the soundtrack to the video with the children singing the song. And it links to the theme as well, so it's got lots of the stories are mentioned in it.
Do you know, that sounds just a great thing.
It's fantastic.
It is. So how can people find out more if they want to find out more?
That's a very good question. So we have New Carnival have Facebook and Instagram. We're the New Carnival Company on Facebook and new.carnival on Instagram. We've got a website, which is www.newcarnival.co.uk, and all the information is on all of those things. We've got a programme for this year's Mardi Gras, which features lots of information about all the different contributors, where to watch, how to watch, what else is going on, and that is on our website on the Mardi Gras page. But I'll put a link to that on the front page as well, and you can find it through our website and through the social media too.
Wow, that's fantastic. Should we have a listen to your song then?
Yes,
your anthem?
I'm very sorry, it's probably going to get stuck in everybody's heads because it's such an earworm, but it's brilliant.
Well, thank you so much for coming to visit us today.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, let's have a listen.